Preface to Meditation, number 9. A greeting. Higher. Higher. I once had a lovely time with a large school assembly. I asked, "What do you say when a pal, a friend comes up and says, 'Higher'?" Hands went up. "You say, 'Higher'." So I kept saying, "Higher." And they all started shouting back, "Higher, higher, higher, higher." I think some staff thought the revolution had come. Then I said, "What do you say to a god who says, 'Higher'?" Some hesitations. Then a tentative here and there, "Higher, higher." And soon they were all roaring out, "Higher." James Allison has written a book called On Being Liked. I lent it to a friend who was shortly to retire from being a vicar. He said it opened his eyes wide. "All my years," he said, "I've been teaching in various ways that God loves you, which after a bit becomes a bit meaningless, but that God actually likes you. Wow." The friendship that God has towards us. The poet Thomas Traherne says, "To remember that one is a friend of God, that one has so great a friend as God." Some 10 years after I'd been ordained, I went to communion early one weekday morning, and as the priest put the wafer into my hand, I simply heard the word within me, "Friend." It seems now I was being offered an intimacy I knew very little about, even after all that time. And some years later, when my life was in real emotional turmoil, in the middle of the night, the word copain, which in French means mate, buddy, out of the blue, my blue, a God who says, "Higher." Christian meditation opens us out into a breathtaking, ever-deepening intimacy with God, and so with Jesus. The child's prayer. Closer is God than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. Higher might be for some indeed a necessary and perfectly good mantra. And to remember that the more we continue faithfully to meditate, the more does our mantra become our best friend, because it deepens all the time, ever penetrates, becomes one with our every breath, every heartbeat, so that wherever we find ourselves in life, in perplexities, at dead ends, we don't know how to manage or express our anger, pain, or when we feel lost for words in sorrow, grief, or joy, the mantra is always ready to be immediately present to us, calling us from deep within our own depths, hearing in our own language the marvellous presence of God. Our mantra, our sacred word, our best friend. Higher.